Tom Karkle in the WRJN News Center. Forecast for today, we've got a wind advisory going till about 7 o'clock tonight. It will be cloudy, windy, and rainy today with a high only in the upper 40s. Temperatures really not have changed much this morning. It's 47 degrees right now in Kenosha, 49 in Burlington, Milwaukee 49, also 49 in Racine. New York-based Bright Farms has issued a voluntary recall of packaged produce due to the presence of E. coli found at an Illinois greenhouse farm, and Wisconsin Pick and Save stores are affected. The recall covers salad products packaged with the best buy dates of 10/24/2017 through 10/28/2017. Basil products in clear plastic have best dates of buy 10/20/17 through today of 10/24/17. Consumers with the affected products discard them or return them to the place of purchase for a full refund. You can send any questions via phone 646-480-5262. It's a 3-year labor agreement with the Racine Professional Police Association. Unanimous support from the Racine Finance and Personnel Committee. 1% wage increases January 1st and July 1st of next year, also the same dates in 2019. 1.25% raises those same dates in the year 2020. Mark Olson of the city's hired consulting firm explained some of the changes, including in the wellness incentive category, light duty expansion, and also regarding comp time.
We had wanted to revise the language so that if somebody were accessing the wellness program, it would be tied back into the employee handbook so that everybody was consistent in terms of the way that was being applied and the way the benefits would be provided. The last sentence also, we did not want to be paying them for doing the HRA paperwork or any other things that they had to do. So we were able to achieve that.
City Attorney Scott Letney, who's also the chief negotiator, said this contract is good, it's fair, it's competitive.
I mean, Racine's in a different position than most other similar municipalities. I know you've heard me say this before, but the fact that we're landlocked, you know, we have nowhere to expand. The only way to increase our the city's income is to actually grow develop, puts us in a different position. So it's hard to compare Racine to Kenosha and Janesville and Waukesha and West Allis and all those kind of similar municipalities because of that.
Unlike the last contract and those in the past, the new 3-year police union deal does not include a reopener clause. The paychecks will also be issued biweekly. That means all city employees will be paid on that schedule. The Racine Police Association approved the agreement. Now it needs final council approval November 7th. Kenosha County District Attorney's Office trying to verify exactly how many arrests and convictions William Hess has for drunk driving. He's in the county jail. It's believed to be his 10th offense that occurred Sunday evening. Court records show Hess having served prison time in Illinois for OWI. He's been reportedly driving without a license for over 20 years. He's being held on $50,000 bond and could be formally charged in the coming days. Meanwhile, 27-year-old Tyler Martinez is the Racine man accused of striking and killing a bicyclist in Caledonia Friday evening. The victim, 39-year-old Michael Fuchsgruber, riding his bike with his son over on Douglas Avenue near Middle Road when struck from behind. According to Martinez, he said he was looking down at the radio when his vehicle struck something. He told investigators he thought it was a mailbox, even though there were no homes in the area. Martinez to be back in court on November 8th. A due process hearing is coming up at 5:30 this evening. At least it's scheduled for 5:30 at Racine City Hall for the owner-operator of the Riverside Inn Hotel next to the Horlick Dam at Highways 38 and Double M. The Public Safety and Licensing Committee voting against the renewal of the liquor license for that establishment, and by right, Sam Naimi asked for the due process hearing. It's a quasi-judicial procedure. Barring any last-minute agreement, it'll go forward this evening. Testimony of witnesses, legal arguments by the attorneys for both sides. Then the committee will go into closed session to deliberate. Well, despite the lack of a signed agreement between the company and the state, the Mount Pleasant Village Board has approved several items related to the Foxconn project. Contracts with 7 firms involved in appraisals, environmental and site assessments, and relocation services all approved last night by the board. Attorney Alan Markovitz told the trustees that because of the number of parcels, the complexity of the process, several firms can have to be involved in this. He says approving the contracts now means the village will be ready to go when the time comes.
I heard some concern earlier tonight that we would be out in front. We're not getting out in front. We're just getting these contracts approved. We're not going to start spending money under these contracts until we're satisfied that the Foxconn project is really moving ahead. But since that is a day-to-day proposition, And the last time I looked, this board did not meet every day. We're trying to get a little bit in front of it, so we're ready to go.
He says under state law, the contracts do not have to go through the competitive bid process.
But what the board may wish to remind people is that these contracts are not construction contracts which are subject to the open bidding process. This is one of the exceptions to the open bidding process.
Meanwhile, the board also approved a contract with the DOT that temporarily transfers all the road projects connected with the Foxconn development to the state, the entire cost of those to be borne by the state. In Pleasant Prairie, officials reviewed proposals for a new hotel, a business expansion, and a new company. The hotel, the Fairfield Inn and Suites, 4 stories, 108 rooms, near the premium outlet malls with groundbreaking that could happen as soon as November. A Pennsylvania company planning to move into an existing building at the Lakeview Corporate Park on 88th Avenue. Communications Test Design, a global engineering, repair, and logistics company, planning to bring about 200 employees to the village. An old products company makes mustard. It's proposing a 126,000-square-foot addition onto the facility in Lakeview Corporate Park that would add 25 employees, all three proposals considered last evening by the Plan Commission and approved. Racine-based Johnson Financial Group announcing James Popp will succeed Thomas Bulger as president and chief executive officer at the end of the year. Bulger has spent more than 40 years in the financial services industry. In a statement, he says, "I've decided it's time to step down and begin the next phase of my life." Popp coming to Johnson Bank in May after almost 3 decades with J.P. Morgan Chase. Caledonia's Village Board deciding that the interim village president to take over when Bob Bradley resigns in a couple of weeks will serve in that position until April 2019 and the election. Who gets the position? That's going to be kind of interesting, kind of a mini-election campaign between trustees Jim Doms and Kevin Wongard. At last night's meeting, it was trustee Lee Wishaw wanting candidate thoughts on some key issues like the Douglas Avenue Business Corridor and the neighborhood plan.
Would you be willing to appoint some sort of committee to review this? I think it's got to be done sooner rather than later before Foxconn comes along and we're not prepared. I think there's a lot of work and a lot of money spent on that neighborhood plan that may or not be included in 2035. And that's, I know in the past, in the past year when that came up, we simply ignored that comparison in my mind.
Meanwhile, Trustee Ed Willing said that the board choosing its leadership really no different than what takes place in Madison or Washington.
I don't have any qualms with the appointment process. The only question would be making sure that each person that wants to run for president has an opportunity to tell us why why they should be president. I think we as board members have enough experience knowing where everybody stands on here. We know the character, the metal, and everything. We just want to hear really what they would like to do as president.
The trustees will submit questions for both candidates and anybody else who's interested. They'll answer at a special board meeting next Tuesday evening. Whoever gets picked by a majority will begin November 7th and maintain that position until April 2019. WRJN.com is our webpage. We keep our newscasts in it in the local news section. Also, at WRJN News is for our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Cargo, WRJN News.